Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're here live. Last week was a holiday weekend. We hope you had a great time. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening on 95.9 and driving up the up Highway 95 or on the Turnpike, please be careful. It's a beautiful day out tonight. Pay attention while you're listening carefully to here. Of course, if you're on the Treasure Coast, 106.9, we're thrilled that you're with us. tonight's show is a show that I've been wanting to do, and my guess is you probably have a lot of questions about. I'm going to be talking about medical marijuana tonight. I'm going to talk about what it is. Maybe what it isn't. We're going to talk about it from the context of medical marijuana, THC, CBD, oils, food, etc. We have a lot. I hope I'm going to be able to clear up some confusion in this arena tonight. And as I talk to my guest, Dr. Rick Wayback, you're going to understand more at the end of the show than you will at the beginning about what this subject involves and entails. And I just have to say that that my engineer is listening exceptionally carefully tonight. I saw his eyes light up when he heard what we're talking about. Anyway, but first, I just want to take a minute and congratulate Alzheimer's Community Care for their educational conference last week. It was a great event. I was thrilled to speak there, and that's not why it was a great event. There were speakers at least as good or better than I, but it was fascinating, a lot of new information, a lot of exciting things. ACC did a great job. It was a great event. I also want to remind everybody, particularly if you're a family member who is living with somebody with Alzheimer's disease, that we do a number of support groups. One that I do myself the first Thursday of every month is this week. It's at Pacifica Senior Living, and that is in Lake Worth. And if you have interest, it's on Thursday at 2 o'clock, Pacifica Senior Living. Just show up. We'd be happy to have you. We're also going to be doing a Parkinson's support group called Physical, but spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. It's Physical Friday Formation, and it's for those who are fighting Parkinson's disease and their families. It's the first Friday of every month. It's from 12:30 to 2. It's at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, also in Lake Worth. And if you're interested in that, you can call for more information, and we'll be happy to give it to you. But you really want me to talk up to my guest tonight, because it is the reason you have tuned in, and we're going to about medical marijuana. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Wayback. He is president and founder of Dr. Jane, South Florida's most professional and discreet concierge medical cannabis practice. As a United States Navy veteran and a neurosurgery-trained physician, Dr. Wayback has made his mission to bring education and evidence-based personalized therapy into his patients' homes. As a member of the Brigade of Midshipmen of the United States Naval Academy, Dr. Wayback played Division I-A men's ice hockey as a highly recruited defenseman. And were we not going to have so much to talk about tonight, I'd ask him a lot about that. I'm an old hockey fan. Dr. Wayback is passionate about ensuring that first responders and veterans in particular have access to the benefits of medical cannabis that they can use to manage the psychological and physical conditions that disproportionately affect them. Given his extensive personal and professional experience with traumatic brain injury, he decided to concentrate on injury prevention and recovery. When his wife became ill, necessitating a change in career from neurosurgery, Dr. Wayback transitioned to wellness and preventative medicine. He holds dual bachelor of science degrees in chemistry and biology, and a post baccalaureate in medical sciences from the University of Pennsylvania. He obtained his MD from Eastern Virginia Medical School in 2014. Received his residency training at the Medical University of South Carolina, and is a member of the Congress of Neurological Surgeons, American Association of Neurological Surgeons, and the North American Spine Society and Florida Medical Association. Dr. Wayback, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. So why don't we start at the beginning, because I think there's an awful lot of misunderstanding. I know I would fall into the category of people who don't fully understand this. What is medical marijuana? What is CBD? What is THC? Give us the 30,000-foot overview of what we are talking about.
Sure. So, number one, I know you've already used the terms but I know a lot of people have a lot of confusion simply between what is marijuana versus cannabis.
Right.
Marijuana is actually a legal term. And the reason that we still use it is because it's actually on the books with the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. But the actual word has, unfortunately, racist and xenophobic origins. So in the medical and scientific community, we really refer to it by its genus name, which is cannabis.
Right.
And so when you actually look up, the plant, it's Cannabis sativa L. So that's actually where the term comes from. But in this setting, medical marijuana, medical cannabis is appropriate and fairly interchangeable terms. But whenever we talk about cannabis, we're talking about the THC, the quote-unquote psychoactive component of the plant, of the medication. And CBD is referring to one of about 140 different cannabinoids, which are different chemical compounds that are found in the plant. Another kind of colloquialism or interchangeable term, whenever you hear CBD, realistically, most people are actually referring to multiple different cannabinoids. But they just kind of generally call the whole thing CBD.
So, not to interrupt, but that kind of begs the question that what you think you're taking, you may not be taking. If there's 140 variations of cannabinoid, am I saying that? Cannabinoid?
you got me going. So, different cannabis chemicals, so different cannabinoids.
Yeah. Cannabinoids, okay. So, what you think you're taking, you may not be taking.
Absolutely.
And then I would ask, do all those 140 variations, do they all have THC in them? Because I hear a lot of conversation about no THC, yes THC. I confess, I'm confused. Yeah, so, I have no doubt my audience is confused.
No, absolutely.
As well.
So THC is actually one of those cannabinoids.
Oh, okay.
So when you're talking about, whether something is THC free or contains the less than the legal limit for hemp derived products, then you're talking about either some sort of chemical manipulation of that. Overall solution, that compound, or the compound containing solution, or you are talking about it coming from a plant specifically bred to have a low THC content, which is hemp, and that is what is legal as of legal nationwide as of late 2018.
So hemp is a low THC or zero THC version of a cannabinoid.
Cannabis and hemp are actually the exact same plant.
Okay.
Yeah, they just express different amounts of THC.
So can you grow a plant to have more THC as
Absolutely.
Opposed to less?
Absolutely. And that's actually what happened in the late 80s, early 90s with the whole war on drugs when everything went indoors and underground. So when people who were growing, cannabis plants or weed plants, when they had to adapt their growing procedure into a thing using a process called hydroponics, where you aren't actually growing in the dirt, that actual process made it so that what these plants used to have, 4, 5, 6% THC. Now, all of a sudden, they're super concentrated, and you're getting 25, 30, 40% THC.
Wow. So, Dr. Wayback, I guess, because I want to move to the medical component of this, although I'm going to come back to the
sure.
to the rest of this. I have, in our industry and across the board, seniors are now you know, they're the new potheads. I think there's more marijuana in most assisted living communities than there is in most college dorms. I'm not sure that that's true.
You would actually, there's a few studies that have recently come out that would very much support that.
Right. So, but not everybody knows what they're doing. They're either getting it from their grandchildren or mm-hmm. their kids. They're getting an ounce of marijuana and they're smoking it. People are getting prescription marijuana, which we're going to drill down on how the distribution works on that. People are going to Colorado and picking up stuff out of the head shops, and people are buying CBD oils. Does anybody have any idea? I know you do. That's why you're here tonight. Does anybody have any idea what the hell they're doing?
A few people do, but unfortunately, the vast majority of folks don't. And I'm not just talking about the general public. Right. So I speak at a lot of different conferences, and a lot of times we'll intentionally schedule those conferences at the same place and time that other medical conferences are going on, because we want to expose other physicians to all this.
Right.
Very frequently, you'll get some smarmy, bow tie wearing guy that, walks over and goes, "Oh, is this where I can get all the pot?"
Right.
We're like, no. Right. We're actually talking about CBD, which does not get you high. Unfortunately, it's even the vast majority of physicians still have no clue what it is.
So, wasn't the question I was going to ask, but you just said something. So medical marijuana, by definition, does not get you high, or can it get you high? Or I guess that's the first question.
Yeah, so medical marijuana has varying amounts of THC in it. I know the question that you're asking, but the answer to your actual question is it can get you high depending on how much and the method in which you take it.
Okay.
But the actual goal behind cannabis therapy, actually using cannabis as an actual medication, is not to get the person high. It's really to treat whatever symptoms they may have. That's on the one side. On the other side, you have to be very cognizant of the fact and be willing to embrace the fact that for some people, that high is therapeutic.
Okay.
So that makes sense, especially right. with folks with PTSD, you know, that high that other people would think, oh no, that's the recreational portion of it. That very much is the actual therapeutic part of it. It gets them relaxed enough to actually stop having those nightmares.
And of course, that's the point of the show tonight. We are talking about the medical usage of medical marijuana or CBD, cannabis, whatever word the person on the other end is talking about. So there is a definite medical benefit to some people from CBD. But I guess based on what we've talked about just in the few minutes that we've been talking, not all CBD is made the same. It's not all the same.
No. And unfortunately, because the FDA doesn't yet regulate CBD, it's still what's considered a nutraceutical or as part of the supplement industry. Unfortunately, the vast majority of stuff out there is either mislabeled, meaning either they intentionally or unintentionally misrepresent the amount of THC or the number of milligrams of CBD in whatever that container, or unfortunately, there's just flat out scams. And it's not uncommon to take some of these, vials of CBD that you buy at, a health fair, send them to a third party lab, and it turns out that, that entire bottle is just olive oil or just canola oil. And somebody just spent $200 on that.
So I told you this before we got here. I have so many questions, and I'm not going to get off page one of my questions, because every time you say something, I get more and more interested. I hope the audience is too. By the way, audience, if you have some questions, 877-960-9960. So let me start, for me, with the basics. Is all of this legal?
The CBD... CBD as an over-the-counter, non-physician-regulated supplement is. There are a few asterisks on that, because even though we had passage of what everyone commonly refers to as the 2018 Farm Bill, it's actually called the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, but that did lay the groundwork, the legal groundwork, to allow for hemp-derived products, of which CBD is generally a hemp-derived product, that did lay the groundwork to allow it to be available in all 50 states. However, what happens then is that it then goes to the state level, and each individual state has to come up with regulations to allow for the legal distribution of those products.
Which is in part why that woman in Orlando was arrested at Disney, right? That was big news down here.
And
she had a prescription from her home state. I think it was North Carolina, but I don't remember exactly. And she brought it down, and a security guard found it and had her removed from the park, had her arrested, and she was there. Was that an overreaction?
A huge, huge overreaction.
It was.
Number one, about 85% of what happened was unfortunately due to an extraordinarily common thing, is just not understanding the law. And I speak to a lot of law enforcement officers and agencies, and actually trying to explain a lot of these things. So that was the vast majority of that huge overreaction. And then the other thing was the quote unquote drug testing that they took it in the back room and tested it for THC. No.
Right. Okay.
So these roadside or, you know, real quick and dirty drug screens, they actually don't screen for THC specifically. And this doesn't apply to just, you know, drug screens for cannabis or marijuana. This is the same thing for
heroin,
opioids.
Sure.
Exactly. Right. So what it's looking for is a chemical or molecule that fits the molecular size, which is a pretty good indicator of what it is. But to give you an idea, somebody who just took codeine cough syrup and they have the flu, they're going to test positive for heroin. Does that mean they actually took heroin? No. Okay,
right.
So same thing with, and this is a conversation that I have at all these expos and talking with my patients all the time. Even though, you know, the bottle of CBD that they have, you know, may say THC free, and we verified it in a lab, they can still technically test positive for THC, for marijuana. The reason for that is because the drug screen is looking for a molecule that has the roughly same weight, same molecular size as THC. Well, guess what? All cannabinoids do.
You know, which highlights the problems with all the drug testing on athletes. I mean, being a former athlete, I see many times swimmers, for example, tennis players, whatever, they go through their drug tests after their events and they test positive, and it really was completely benign. It was another chemical that duplicated it. I guess that's not always the case, but sometimes that is the case, so it's hard to figure it out, I'm guessing.
Yeah, correct.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Rick Wayback, who is a medical doctor, who has a practice specializing in concierge medical marijuana. He is a neurosurgeon by training, neuroscientist by training, and he does have his MD. And it's unusual, rare, uncommon, I'm not sure what the right word is, to have a medical doctor talk authoritatively about CBD and medical marijuana and the like. I clearly have a whole host of questions for Dr. Wayback, but you, in fact, might have some too. And if you do, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight with Dr. Rick Wayback, and we're talking about medical marijuana. Dr. Wayback is a medical doctor. He has a concierge practice, which I'm going to talk more about as the show unwinds. We're talking about medical marijuana. We're talking about CBD. We are going to be talking more about pills, oil, food, etc. We started the show by getting an overview of the medical marijuana landscape. I hope you are less confused, or I know I am, than I was before. But Dr. Wayback, I think it's really important to get the message out that this is, in fact, a valid medical therapy.
Yes,
that right?
Absolutely. And actually, before prohibition, cannabis prohibition, the American Medical Association petitioned Congress before they passed the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 to not pass said legislation because we, as a medical community, would have and did, in fact, lose about 400 different drugs out of the pharmacopoeia.
Really?
Yes. It was and in a lot of parts of the world, still is a staple in many different with many medical applications.
So you're specific. I want to come back to that in a second, but just so that all the audience understands, you are specifically certified and trained in this. This isn't, you didn't just give up neurosurgery on the spur of the moment without understanding that it was important that this be used in treatment in an effective way, right? So you do have to be trained, right?
Yes.
Or should be trained.
Yes, yes, exactly. You should be trained.
Or you should be seeing somebody who's trained.
Yes, and unfortunately, folks like me who have legitimate academic backgrounds in cannabis research are extraordinarily hard to come by on the medical side. On the research side, there's a lot of PhDs that do a lot of work, both here in North America and also especially in Israel. Israel's the tech and engineering capital of the world,
right,
at this point. But how I got my start was actually when I was an undergrad. I was part of a lab that was doing research on the rat model, where we were inducing strokes in these rats, and we were using synthetic endocannabinoids, which are cannabis-like substances that your body produces naturally. The reason that we were giving rats these is because we know, and the U.S. government holds a patent on the fact that stimulating this system, the endocannabinoid system, actually helps with neuroprotection. So what we were seeing is that giving these cannabis-like synthetic substances to rats was actually reducing the amount of stroke burden at varying different time points. And so when I got, when I was in neurosurgery residency, I was fortunate enough to actually be at one of the hospitals that, number one, has access to FDA-approved drugs. Believe it or not, we have FDA-approved drugs that are synthetic THC, Sativex, and Marinol. And I was giving it to, I was one of the few guys that was, had the gumption enough to actually go against hospital regulations and actually prescribe it to some of my patients, not just brain trauma patients, but, even folks that were getting spine surgery. And, especially some of these huge, huge spine surgeries that are in 14, 15, 20 level surgeries, they are hugely taxing to the body. And when you figure you go through that much controlled trauma, eating is the last thing that you want to do. But if you talk to anybody that has any involvement whatsoever, even peripherally with surgery patients, they have to pump calories into folks in order for them to start healing.
Right.
Especially if you have this huge 3-foot scar on your, fresh incision on your back, and all of a sudden the person is in too much pain to eat, those incisions tend to fall apart. Right. Well, I got the idea. Well, people get munchies when they smoke, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's actually one of the FDA-approved
uses.
Exactly, the indications for it, not for the munchies part, but actually for cancer-related cachexia, which is extreme weight loss, where they look like concentration camp survivors. Guess what? They started eating. Their nausea went down from all the pain pills. Oh, and then we also saw, hey, that person's not hitting their morphine pump nearly as much as they were. Or all of a sudden, I'm giving Sativex to my brain trauma patients, and yeah, their therapy is going a lot better, a lot faster. So
I want to ask the question when we come back. I want to ask the question as to whether the effectiveness of medical marijuana is on pain management, or does it help in the healing, or is one connected to the other? And that's the question that I'm going to ask my guest, Dr. Rick Wayback, who has a medical marijuana practice. He is a physician. He's trained specifically in this, but prior to doing a medical marijuana in his concierge practice, he was a neurosurgeon. And if you were here earlier, you heard his bio. We're talking to Dr. Wayback about medical marijuana, about CBD. We're going to be talking about the medical impact. We're going to be talking about the usage of oils versus food versus pills, and versus actually smoking. We're going to talk about all of those things. If you're listening, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday evening from 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight, we're talking about something that's really, really interesting to me. If you stick around, I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks, which is also equally exciting, although probably not as much fun. Anyway, if you have questions for my guest, Dr. Wayback, or anything about medical marijuana, call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about medical marijuana here tonight with Dr. Rick Wayback. Dr. Wayback is the owner of a medical practice called Dr. Jane. He is a medical doctor who specializes in medical marijuana. He has a concierge practice. I'm going to give you his contact information soon, so make sure you have a pencil and pen ready with a piece of paper. Before the break, I asked Dr. Wayback if medical marijuana, or I told him I was going to ask him, if medical marijuana is more about pain management, or does it actually impact symptoms of various diseases? And so we're back. So which is it? Is it both? Is it one? Is it the
all
other?
Of the above. All of the and above. A hell of a lot more than that.
Is it?
Yes.
In what way?
So a lot of what the research that has already been done actually does not have to do with pain management. That's actually more the recent stuff. The vast majority has to do actually with a lot of different neurodegenerative diseases. So medical cannabis in both lab research and clinical research has shown to be incredibly effective with symptoms with multiple sclerosis. So that's, any spastic disorder, really, where they're getting spasms, especially with the neuropathies. Those spasms can be very painful. That's actually where we started going down the path of pain management. And then some of the more recent research, you know, has shown that it actually is helping to break up plaques and prevent plaque formation in Alzheimer's. It helps with, you know, the spasms that are associated with Parkinson's disease.
A lot of Parkinson's patients are
are
all on medical marijuana or some form.
No, absolutely. Right. Then you start going down, you know, anxiety disorders, specifically with post-traumatic stress. And that's why, you know, I personally am such a huge advocate, especially, you know, I have personal gain with the fact that I'm a veteran, but that's why I'm a huge advocate for veterans, especially given the fact that, you know, you hear time and again, and it's not a cliche, but, you know, these men and women sacrifice literally everything for the country, and then they get back home, and, yeah, well, something that we know to be effective for them, they don't have access to through the VA. Because, well, unfortunately,
I was going to ask you if you're working with the VA at all.
I would love to, but frankly, because it's still cannabis marijuana is still a Schedule I drug, at the federal level.
Right, it's not legal at the federal level. It is at certain states. It's really mind numbing to me how difficult this is to navigate. So you mentioned earlier tonight, and you've mentioned it just now. Both neurophysical, neurological problems and cancer. You've mentioned cancer.
Yes.
So I don't know. Nobody thinks medical cannabis is a cure for cancer. So in that case, is it fair to say that it is more symptom relieving or is it curative?
So we started pursuing medical cannabis research on the symptom side, really as a basically as a palliative measure from the nausea vomiting that you would get from chemo.
Right.
Yeah, actually it turns out it shows real deal anti-cancer properties in a lot of different cancers, and especially one very near and dear to me is glioblastoma, which is actually the most commonly diagnosed primary tumor of the brain and also the deadliest.
Right.
So unfortunately, by the time we catch it, it's already a, you know, grade four.
John McCain.
Exactly.
That's what everybody knows, right?
Turns out that there have already been two completed clinical trials that were funded by GW Pharmaceuticals in the UK on a really, really tough subset of these GBMs, these glioblastomas, and they're recurrent GBMs. So usually when you have a recurrence of these tumors, they're not
nothing
going away.
Right.
Well, it turns out when you combine THC, CBD, and one of the most commonly prescribed chemotherapy drugs, temozolomide or Temodar, with THC and CBD, very, very significant improvement in survival. And we're talking going from an 18-month average survival to 26, 30, 32 months. Now, doesn't sound like a lot, but I'll tell
if it's you.
Exactly.
Who are your dad,
you know,
or your mom?
Just the same thing I would tell folks is, look, you know, the risk of something happening might be 1 in 100, but if you're that one, it's 100% for you.
Right.
All right, so... yeah, it might not seem like a lot to some folks, but if that's your mom, your dad, your brother, or yourself, and all of a sudden you have an extra, you know, 6 months with your family with better quality of life
too,
because
right.
you're not
right.
bending over the toilet puking, you know, every hour.
Right.
Yeah, guess what? That's really significant.
Are there any places that it has been proven not to show benefit?
Believe it or not, and the folks who are really up to date on their medical literature will start laughing at this because they know it's true. But actually, one of the oldest and most commonly prescribed previously or indicated reasons to recommend medical cannabis to somebody, glaucoma.
Right.
Actually, THC is not really the part that gives you benefit.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, it's actually the CBD part, the part that you don't need the medical prescription
for.
Recommendation for.
That's really interesting because I think that's what everybody always always thought of. So I'm going to give you more than one opportunity, but why don't we tell people how they can reach you if they have more questions on a personal level for you?
Absolutely. So you can actually reach me directly. You can email me at llw@drjane.net. That's DOCTORJAN as in November E.net. You can also text or call me. It's 561-406-0685. You can also go on the website. We do a lot of patient education. Actually, both of your daughters are involved in that, too.
Yes.
But it's drjane.net. We try to get out at least one blog post, again, centered on patient education per week. But all the contact information is on the website there, too.
And doctor is spelled out. It's not D-R. It's doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R-J-A-N, like Nancy E, .com.
Net.
.net. I was almost there. There we go. But we're going to do it again if you missed that. So hang in there. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And many of your moms or you yourself are using medical marijuana to treat both pain and symptoms of other diseases. It is becoming increasingly more mainstream, and it's very, very important. And yet there is an unbelievable amount of confusion on this very subject. My guest, Dr. Rick Wayback, is here tonight talking about that. He is a medical doctor. He understands the space that we are talking about. And one of the things that is most important is he can tell you fact from fiction. So if you've been listening, I'm glad that you're with us on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you've just joined us, we have a lot more to come, and we will, of course, be right back. But if you have a question specifically for Dr. Wayback, give us a call, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can
give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about medical marijuana with my guest, Dr. Rick Wayback, who is the owner and practitioner of Dr. Jane, D-O-C-T-O-R, Jane. It's a medical marijuana concierge practice, and we're going to give you his contact information again if you missed it the first time. Dr. Wayback, so much to ask, so little time. So pills, oils, food, is one better than the other? Is there something you should be more, you should point more to, be more cautious of?
Sure. So in general, and again, a lot of this depends on kind of what's going on with the patient, but in general, there are a few pearls that I like to give folks. So number one, probably the best control that you'll get out of your symptoms is going to come from anything that you swallow. So anything, you know, pills, anything that you put on food, and anything that goes under your tongue.
Okay. Something that dissolves.
Correct.
Right.
The reason for that is that we can actually we can more accurately and more easily control just how much you're actually getting. Even though smoking anything, you know, either whether it's the actual flower that, you know, you roll up into a joint, or whether it's, you know, like a vape cartridge that people are using now, for the technologies that we have available in Florida, it's not a good way to dose the THC portion, and that's really what you're trying to dose, is the THC portion. I like to have patients think of it the same way that an asthmatic would think of their rescue inhaler. Okay. So the rescue inhaler is there for that reason, rescue. Okay, it's not something that you should be relying on 24/7. And frankly, if you are using that rescue inhaler every 2 hours, that means something's wrong. Right. And it's usually setting off alarm bells in that asthmatic. So really the same way here, when you're having that kind of a day where you're going through all of your different steps, all of your different, you know, dosing modalities, and it's just not controlling whatever symptom it is, your anxiety, your pain, you know, the vomiting that you're having, that's really when you want to turn to whatever you're inhaling, because it's going to hit you the fastest. Anything that you inhale that goes through your lungs goes the fastest. But at the same time, we don't really have any control over the dose. So a lot of times you're going to get more than you actually intended or anticipated. So that's actually why people use it most frequently for recreational use. And it's because, well, you're not trying to titrate the dose at that point.
Right.
You're going after, you know, a certain feeling.
Right, and that's, you're going after the effect.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
So, you know, there is absolutely a place for smoking and inhaling, but I don't think, and I think that most folks that would, that kind of do this for a living, on an academic side, would agree with me that with the methods that are commonly available, you can't really titrate that dose. Now, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. I work with one of these companies trying to help them develop a way to actually have a smokable, inhalable method of delivery where you're actually titrating the dose so you can accurately get how much you actually need. But we're not quite there yet.
So where do you get this stuff? I mean, I know distribution's a big issue. So where do you get it? What's the process of getting it? I mean, what do you do with your patients.
Yeah, so it's really two different avenues. So you're talking about the medical cannabis portion, the medical marijuana portion, and then the CBD portion. So for the medical cannabis side, that's where you actually do legally in the state of Florida have to have a physician recommendation for it. And we can go into why I'm saying recommendation versus prescription. In the grand scheme of things, it's an interchangeable term. In a legal sense, very different.
Right.
In any case, you meet with somebody like me where they actually take your full history, do a full physical, figure out exactly what's going on with you, look at all of your medications, see what interactions there might be, and then really come up with a dosing strategy for you. And it should not just be, oh, yeah, it sounds like you need, you know, a cream. No, there should actually be a discussion on how much, how often, how do I take it, when do I take it.
And which cream?
Exactly.
I mean, because I assume there's quality brands out there and mediocre
brands. So when you're talking about the medical cannabis part, that's actually dependent on the dispensary, which is actually where you're going to get all of this stuff. But you can't actually get any medication from the dispensary without the physician. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the medical marijuana cannabis portion. The CBD portion, you can get that over the counter.
Right.
Okay. So you can order it online. You can pick it up wherever you are. But that's where you really, really, really want to either do your homework or talk to someone that will do the homework for you. And actually just point you in the right direction. But like we were talking about earlier, this stuff is not yet regulated by the FDA. So unfortunately, there's a lot of mislabeling. There's a lot of scamming that goes on.
There's a lot of schlock stuff out there.
Exactly.
Right.
And so unfortunately, I've taken care of folks that have either been completely turned off to CBD because they go, no, this stuff's a joke. It doesn't do anything for me. And then there's on the other side, folks that have gotten stuff that's tainted with other chemicals. And yeah, I definitely failed a drug test because I tested positive for stuff that's in cough medicine. It's like,
right.
No, that shouldn't be it.
I'm going to ask you soon in a minute, but in medical cannabis isn't just, so medical cannabis can come in different forms. It's not just stuff that you smoke. It can come in oils and
correct
and pills.
Yeah.
And,
so you break them up into really five general categories, and those categories are dictated by how they get into the bloodstream.
Right.
So there's oral, meaning something that you swallow, and that can take the form of pills, gels that you put on food, really anything that goes down the gullet. Then there's sublingual, so under the tongue. The reason that that's different than oral is because underneath your tongue, you actually have a really rich capillary network, and it absorbs right into the bloodstream. Then you have your topicals, which are things that you put on the skin. So that might be a patch that you wear for 72 hours. That might be a gel, a cream, a salve. And, you know, like you were asking, well, yeah, there are different kinds. Different dispensaries have different formulations. So some of them might not be good for, you know, really sensitive skin. Some of them might be really caustic. Some of them might be high in alcohol. Then you have inhalation. So that's really your smokable flower, which is what everyone traditionally sees. It's, you know, it's the green bud, and you crush it up, and you put it into a joint. Vape cartridges, which is really just it's almost purified THC. So that's another reason why it's really not a great thing for constant use, is because you can way overshoot, because you're really just getting pure THC at that point.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight talking with Dr. Rick Wayback. Dr. Wayback is obviously an expert in medical marijuana, medical cannabis, and CBD, and we've been talking about that all night. If you're sorry you missed the show, I have good news for you. You can listen to it anyway because we podcast. We'll be up on the iTunes podcast platform tomorrow. Just search OMG, I am getting. Of course, we will also put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, ComfortCare. Don't put a T in there as much as you want to. You will get lost. You won't find it. If you don't have a radio and you would like to listen to the show regularly, the good news is that you can, because I know you have a smartphone, and smartphones allow you to download apps. There is a TuneIn Radio app, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio. Just set a reminder every Monday night at 6 o'clock live for WSUV, and there we will be. And, of course, we simulcast on www.TrueOldiesFLA.com, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, an entirely different subject. I'm going to be talking to Jody Glaser of Senior Care Authority. Jody is an expert on helping people find the right community for you to move into, the right senior community. There's one going up on every corner. Which one is best for you? How do you figure that out? How much do they cost? Who's going to do the homework for you? That's what Jody does, and she's going to be really, really helpful in explaining that. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to Dr. Tim Williams, who is the medical director of the South Florida Proton Therapy Center at Delray Medical. And he uses a new, truly state-of-the-art technology, the cyclotron machine. I think I'm saying that. He has the latest. There are only two of them in use in the entire world. There are only 20 cyclotrons. Currently, I'm told, but he has one of only two in the world, and we're going to be talking about that in 2 weeks. It's a fascinating subject, and I want to talk more about that in 2 weeks. Again, next week, how do you pick the right senior community for you with Dr. Jody, not with Dr. Jody, with Jody Glaser, and in the week after, Dr. Tim Williams. But tonight with Dr. Wayback, Dr. Wayback, so much more to ask you, so much more to say, but while I have the time, how do people reach you if they have more questions for you again?
Sure. So you can go right to the website. It's drjane.net. That's the full word, D-O-C-T-O-R, Jane as in Mary Jane, J-A-N-E.net. You can sign up for our new newsletter there. We also do have a CBD store there where I've taken all the guesswork out of actually finding these products. The other way is you can email me directly. It's llw@drjane.net. Or you can feel free to text or call me directly. It's 561-406-0685. As a direct aside, I always get a question, why the hell are you giving out your phone number? And it's, well, I'm a concierge physician. That's the whole point of this. You know, it's, I want my patients to have access to me.
Yeah, I use a concierge primary care physician, and whenever I share his contact with somebody, I always put, do not call him on his cell phone if you're not a patient. Right? but that is certainly the point. And on that note, I know we talked about it. We're not going to have time to talk about it tonight. There are still questions about even the medical community having the expertise they should have in this space. There is so much misinformation out there, or developing information. It's not always just misinformation. Yeah. It's developing information. We're learning more and more every day. But I think it would be safe, I think you would agree with me, that we should not be afraid of medical marijuana. We should not assign to it the stigma that marijuana may have had in years past.
No.
If you're suffering, there is, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this either, if you're suffering, this may be the kind of symptom management, pain management that you need, that we just haven't had the opportunity to get. Not all medicine has to be given from a pharmacy.
Correct.
Per se, right? And so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm sure you would agree with me.
No, wholeheartedly. Right. And the big thing, I think, that, you know, if you don't take anything else away from tonight, or just, you know, talking and reading about medical cannabis therapies in general, is the fact that it is incredibly safe. Okay.
Right.
You physiologically cannot overdose on it. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Our brains do not have the receptors in the right places to make you die from taking too much. And so, long story short, the way that people die from alcohol and opioid overdose,
right,
is it shuts down the respiratory center. They literally just stop breathing. Our brain stems do not have that with cannabis.
That's
or CBD.
That's
so
great.
You literally cannot overdo it with this stuff.
That's great. So this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Two quick reminders. If you're a family member or somebody with Alzheimer's disease and you need people to talk to, we're going to be doing a support group at Pacifica Senior Living in Lake Worth on Thursday from 2 to 3:30. Feel free to come. And then there will be another support group for those struggling with Parkinson's at Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-A, Physical Therapy and Balance. First Friday every month, 12:30 to 2 o'clock. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Is live every Monday night from 6 to 7 o'clock here on 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We hope that you'll be back. We will see you next week. I thank you to my guest. Have a great week, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Good night, all.